Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the ESPN Madison studio, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Here on Scalzo and Brust. If you guys, so we just did a fire drill during a fire drill. Mark Murphy drops news on the WIA State Women's broadcast. He then talks to Adriana Torres. We went from the 94.5 studio, which had Marquette UConn take over, and I'm in front of a board, a radio board.
That's concerning.
I plugged my headphones in and I said, I don't hear a thing. Volume was all the way down. I started talking into the microphone. Microphone wasn't turned on. You guys got me. Strofe, you got me.
I got you, Benny. You are a engineer at its finest.
Thank you very much. Alex Strofe in for Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio with me.
I'm here. Here I am.
Hey, Josh.
Working the phones really hard in that first hour.
There's a lot going on, a lot of pieces moving. We were cutting audio live, answering a lot of phone calls. I'm glad you did get to the Bears trade because somebody wanted to know what the Panthers were planning to do with the number one overall pick in the middle of all of that. And I said, you know what? We're probably not going to get there today.
Alex G, you have a tough job today because the number is 844-770-3776, the temporary talk and text line here on Scalzo and Brust. You got to make sure you're sending me some good peeps, because I'm not telling you who I think the Panthers are going to pick. What was rumored was the Panthers were a long shot to maybe land Aaron Rodgers. It's pretty clear that it's Jets or Aaron Rodgers with his leverage tries to burn it down as Mark Murphy's trying to burn down his own building. And that's the fascinating thing. G, let's reset the conversation. And I do want to hear from the Scalzo and Brust family, 844-770-3776. Because what I'm seeing right now is blind trust from Packer fans.
Yeah.
They think what Mark Murphy did was good. Like, this is good. This is going to move the ball forward. No, if Aaron Rodgers wants to say, screw this guy, like, he's going to do what's best for his new team, the Jets. And he's not, like, you know, he's going to make life hell for Mark Murphy and the Packers in order to get this going. So, G, let's hear from Mark Murphy on the WIA. I mean, I hope he's got the
sound. Does he have it?
I mean, if he doesn't, he's fired.
I've got some, dude.
He's got some stuff. It'll work. Let's
play me
from
what
him.
You got, G.
Aaron, regardless of what happens, you know, Aaron will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he'll be in our Hall of Fame, and we'll bring him back, he'll retire his number, but this is just one of the things that you go through as a team. You know, again, we want to try to achieve something that's good for both Aaron and us.
Did I do good?
You did good, G. Mark Murphy with Adriana Torres, former ESPN Milwaukee intern, part of the family.
Nice. Good for her.
Yeah, give her a round of applause.
Really nice job in the interview for her, considering it was probably something she did not expect she was doing this morning when she woke up, right?
Yeah, she didn't expect to see a fumbling 63-year-old
fumbling,
ready to spew
fumbling
out
verbal vomit.
I
What,
I've been
Josh?
Known to
what?
Lash out against the olds, but you guys are basically putting Mark Murphy in a home.
Josh, fine. Call me an ageist. Josh, that's fine. Ready? I'm an ageist.
Right. I'm gonna send it to Josh here. Defend Mark Murphy's actions today.
I don't have a great defense. Let's start there. Let's start with being honest with one another.
Thank you.
The only thing that makes this make sense is if there were some idea from Packers PR on what he should say regarding the trade. Now, did he maybe perhaps get a little off script and go crazy? That there's potential. Did he say way too much? There's potential. If this is simply Mark Murphy deciding, I feel like talking about the trade today, then we have like a mismanagement of proportions we've never seen before. Like, ineptitude would be absolutely off the charts.
He's a complicated
fella. If there wasn't
fella.
Some communication from PR to Mark Murphy on what the message they wanted to get out, I'm having a hard time believing it was on purpose, but maybe we'll find out something that they had that this helped in their negotiations. But I can't find a reason yet. Jason can't find a reason. You guys can't find a reason. I don't know.
Yeah,
I ran good defense. I ran into Gabe Neitzel as he's doing the pre-half and post for Marquette. He goes, what the hell was he doing? It's worse than an SNL skit.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable. It feels purposeful. Like that.
right. Yo.
You could put somebody who's never spoken in front of a microphone and tell them, hey, let's not talk about Aaron Rodgers trading us, and they would handle it better. He cracked. He gave them everything they wanted and more.
The only reasonable exception I continue to see, right, the texts that are pouring in, the calls that we've gotten over the course of the last hour, is that there is a deal, a handshake agreement on a deal that just hasn't been public yet. But I honestly do not believe that's the case, right? No. And I hope I'm proven wrong, because that would make Murphy look like a little bit less of an idiot.
Yes.
But right now he looks like a full-blown moronic idiot. Like
the thing is, it's Aaron Rodgers. So until
exactly.
The eggs are hatched fully and this trade can be done within the league year and all that, I don't want Mark Murphy saying anything that could make him angry, because he's Aaron Rodgers, and if he decides you guys disrespected me, I'm doing the same.
And that is why I want to ask the Scalzo and Brust family, like the way that today was handled, I always start at the top in anything, right? For your employer, for what you do for a living, for who manages you, right? That's who you look to for direction. And if what we got is the leader of the Green Bay Packers, now I know he's not Goody, right? He's not at the combine. But he sets the tone and sets the direction for the Green Bay Packers in the front office and all the way down to the person sweeping the floors or cleaning up, right? That's how I look at an organization. This shows ineptitude at the highest level for the Green Bay Packers. And as a Packer fan, did you lose trust in their ability to put together a team moving forward? Like, because this starts with him. 844-770-3776. I will ask you, Strofe, as a Packer fan, do you trust them to put together a team moving on from Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, man.
As you're wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
As I'm wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey for the second day in a row on this program. And no, I did not wash
he
it.
He smells.
I will say this. I do not trust Mark Murphy. Thankfully, we only have 2 years left of him. The jury is still out on Brian Gutekunst. But the way he's handled this Aaron Rodgers situation makes me lean a lot more no than yes. But I will say I have been impressed with some of the moves Goody has made. So I will give him at least another year, or at least 1 year without Rodgers. When it comes to LaFleur, I have no idea what the hell to expect when Jordan Love's out there attempting to sling the pill, to use a Josh DiMaggioism. Overall, I lean more no than yes. I definitely don't trust the guy who was verbal vomiting all over statewide television earlier today. So I will go with no, Benjamin. I do not trust the Packers management as of now, but maybe Goody can find a way, you know, learning under Ted Thompson and working with Russ Ball to get this team back to championship caliber, but it doesn't feel like they're trending in that direction anytime soon, and that is frustrating. That's why I'm so upset that Aaron Rodgers won't be back.
It's crazy to think that, again, this is the same organization last year that gave Aaron Rodgers this contract, that put themselves in this situation, right? Like, I know that Jordan Love may not have been ready, but it's hard for me to believe Mark Murphy talking about Jordan leading the team next year when he goes on here and is in the portion of this conversation between the Jets and the Packers. And gee, I really do want to hear, and Joshy, help me out if he doesn't have it moving forward. I want to hear Mark Murphy in the broadcast talking to in the WIA State Women's Final. I'm crossing my fingers and hoping he has.
Gee, I did send it to your email.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, there we go. Two claps for G.
Jets. Can you confirm that the Jets have had permission to speak with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, we did give him permission, but I really can't get into the details. And just we're really hopeful that we can reach a resolution that works not only for Aaron, but for us.
Is there a scenario where Aaron is still the starting quarterback of the Packers next season?
Yeah. I mean, if things don't work out the way we would want him, yeah. He's obviously a great player and, you know, four-time MVP. But, you know, I think it's, you know, trying to find, what he wants and what we want. And hopefully we can find a win-win situation.
Is retirement still an option for him?
I think so. You know, he's got a lot of years, a lot of wear and tear, and it's a lot to go through getting ready for a season and the season. But he's a competitor too, and I know he wants to keep playing. If all things considered,
if he requests a trade, will you honor it?
We would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the timeline? I know that we're, you know, clock's ticking here. What do you think the timeline is to find a resolution?
What are we doing?
I think we'd all, both sides, and all we'd love to have it resolved by start of free agency.
Okay. And just in the coming
March
days
15th,
here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's in everybody's interest to resolve it sooner rather than later.
Dude, now I'm full out on there is no agreement in principle. There's not. He goes, hopefully we find a win-win. There is no way that this is done in principle right now when he's saying, hopefully we find a win-win.
The would you agree to a trade? And he just goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we would.
It seems like they've been talking to the Jets about this trade for weeks now. Like,
oh, man.
He's like, yeah, we've made it real clear they could get Aaron Rodgers for the right price.
Yeah.
New number, 844-770-3776. Again, 844-770-3776. The Bears trade for two first-rounders, DJ Moore, and I believe two second-rounders as well. For the first-round pick to the Panthers, which is a rob job. I mean, Bears 1-0 this season. Packers already in the 2023
season. Yeah, you know what's funny about that, Ben?
Behind.
You know what's really funny about that is that the Bears are showing more competency as a front office than the Green Bay Packers.
Right now it does feel like we're in a Freaky Friday situation.
Dude, it is a fever dream and a half this afternoon.
The Bears owner, Aaron Rodgers, is moving on.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And the Packers technical owner, CEO, president, whatever you want to call, Mark Murphy, he's an idiot, right? I really want to like Mark Murphy because he seems like a genuinely nice human being, right? When you listen to him have a conversation
with
Nick Tapper there, and he's like, he's shooting straight. But, God,
he doesn't have, like, a mean bone in his body.
Yeah, he seems like a genuinely nice guy. But
unfortunately,
wow.
this is the National Football League.
Yeah, this ain't the local tavern where you're bellying up having a few Bud Lights.
No, it is. Like, he just went on the WIA State Women's Broadcast, and it's not a slight to the women's tournament. That's where he decided to go spew all of this news where it shouldn't have been talked about at all. Simple copy points should have been given. And even if it meant like he was Marshawn Lynch and said, I'm here so I don't get fined
right.
50 times over and over, that would have went better than what happened today. 844-770-3776. Joshy, I'll get to you in a second. I'm telling you, we're going to go to break soon, and we're going to come back, and we're going to listen to that sound again because it's hilarious.
So here's the very simple process about this. Mark Murphy and the Packers could talk to these wonderful people at the WIA and say, do not ask me an Aaron Rodgers question because I will not answer it. These people, they want Mark Murphy on the broadcast. If they don't answer the question, sure, some people will be upset, but they're there to watch the games. They're not there to watch Mark Murphy. So there's no reason he couldn't say, I'm not answering Aaron Rodgers' questions. We're working on figuring out what Aaron Rodgers wants to do in the future. And it's as simple as that.
But then he takes it a step further by doing more interviews.
Yes, yes. We're gonna go back to that as well. We're basically moving on from Aaron Rodgers' quote that Mark Murphy had in an interview after talking on the state broadcast. Temporary Scalzo and Brust talk and text line number 844-770-3776. Again, 844-770-3776. We hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Keep hearing from Mark Murphy. And I don't think I'm living in a reality right now. Next on Scalzo and Brust. I can never forget it. Promise me that you don't regret it. You and I were together, even though we both knew better. Good Vibes Friday here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ben Brust here, Alex Strofe in for Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio chilling, hanging out, taking it all in.
Uh-huh.
Alex G running the show as we have a temporary phone number, 844-770-3776. Again, 844-770-3776. I feel like I have to do it again because I need people who are just getting in their cars to hear this and feel what I'm feeling. Feel what Alex is feeling right now. Feel what Joshy is feeling right now.
Joshy feels great. It's Friday.
This.
Friday.
From.
Boo.
This, Mark Murphy on the WIA State Women's Broadcast.
Jets. Can you confirm that the Jets have had permission to speak with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, we did give him permission, but I really can't get into the details. And just we're really hopeful that we can reach a resolution that works not only for Aaron, but for us.
Is there a scenario where Aaron is still the starting quarterback of the Packers next season?
Yeah. I mean, if things don't work out the way we would want him, yeah. He's obviously a great player.
Things don't work out the way we want him.
You know, four-time MVP. But, you know, I think it's, you know, trying to find, what he wants and what we want. And hopefully we can find a win-win situation.
Is retirement still an option for him?
I think so. You know, he's got a lot of years, a lot of wear and tear, and it's a lot to go through getting ready for a season and the season. But he's a competitor too, and I know he wants to keep playing. If all things considered,
if he requests a trade, will you honor it?
We would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the timeline? I know that we're clock's ticking here. What do you think the timeline is to find a resolution?
I think we'd all, both sides, and all we'd love to have it resolved by start of free agency.
Okay, and just in the coming
March
days
15th,
here.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's in everybody's interest to resolve it sooner rather than later.
Wow. That Mark Murphy on the WIA State Women's Broadcast on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. We have the poll out there. Did Mark Murphy just put an end to Aaron Rodgers' career as a Packer today? 80% of the people say yes. 20% of the people, I don't know what they're listening to.
Can I just say this? I actually voted no in this poll, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
It was already over with. It was done last week when Brian Gutekunst spoke in Indianapolis and gave non-answers about everything, right? And it really hit me when the wine and dine session between not a woman and a man, right? It was the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers went down earlier this week. Indeed, sexy whistle. It's been over, right? Mark Murphy just verbally vomiting, I mean, solidified it, sure, but I view it as already solidified. That's why I voted no here.
That? Oh, yeah, for the facilitate a trade. He seems too eager.
It was like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that response. Oh, yeah? I mean, of course you guys have been talking to them. You could say we're working together with Aaron Rodgers to figure out what he wants to do. Will you
But also, can we discuss the night terrors that Mark Murphy is having when he was asked if Aaron Rodgers is still going to retire?
Yeah.
I mean, night terrors. Night terrors or something else. Might be a little off.
Well, I mean, hey, be careful, guys, because, you know, unnamed in the 608 chimes in and says, hey, fellas, if you combine the ahs and ums and the likes between the hours of 2 and 6, I'd say you are guilty 50-1 over Murphy's verbal vomiting of using those terms.
And also, I actually don't believe he's right on that.
I think it might actually be closer than we think, but the point remains that 608 is texting in about our uhs and ahs. And not, he's in, like, there's a lot of green and gold goggles right now is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I get it, right? The funny thing is we spent the last month, right? The last month, we got Aaron Rodgers fatigue. Oh, this is a rumor. Oh, this is a report. I guess I have been awing, haven't I?
You have been, yes. Quite often.
But I was trying to do it in a way where it was, you know. Crap!
You okay? I think you're.
No,
you're
you
off
got me. I was
the train is off the tracks. Look,
no.
At the end of the day, we need to focus on the fact that there is not a deal done. I think you picked that out on the other interview we listened to, Benny, where he essentially said, "Yeah, probably whatever." I don't remember the exact quote.
Hopefully, we find a win-win.
There you go. Thank you. And so that tells me there's not a deal in place. Are they close? Probably. And I feel like they probably have been close throughout this week. But I feel as if this is trending in the direction of the Jets actually have leverage somehow, even though that Aaron Rodgers is still under contract with the Packers. I feel like the Jets have leverage, and this might trend rather than a Russell Wilson haul that Seattle received last year. This is actually looking like it's maybe becoming more of a Brett Favre haul, which was a conditional fourth-round pick. We might be closer to that than the Russell Wilson haul that we saw a year ago, which is nuts to me for a guy that won back-to-back MVPs just 2 years ago.
844-770-3776. Again, 844-770-3776. After Mark Murphy joined the WIAA State Women's Broadcast. Just hit it again.
Is okay now.
It's
let's break
terrifying.
Down that. Let's break down that. Is that I just stubbed my toe, or is that I just climaxed? Play it again.
Play it again.
Both. I think it's both.
He did stubbing it his toe as he finishes.
608 the most unnamed, action can't read months, that huh? one. 262 also. You guys are overreacting and reading into some of the words more than you should. What? What are the other words would he use versus had? He is having. The season is over. Again, this is where we're getting into the minutia, right?
Yeah. It's what you want to hear. There are still people who do not want to see Aaron Rodgers traded, so they can justify any way they want, despite the evidence of going back to Goody a week ago, last at the combine, to what we heard earlier this week, you know, with them traveling out there. There's so many things where it's very obvious where this is trending. The only thing that stops a trade from happening at this point is Aaron Rodgers saying, I'm not going there under the conditions you want me to.
Correct.
There's nothing.
And you know
stopping
whose fault
this.
That is?
It's the Packers.
The Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
no doubt.
The crazy part of all of this is because Mark Murphy opened up his mouth today, he potentially, if the terms were getting close and the deal was getting close, which it, we all know, right? Like, it was already reported when Woody J and the Jets brass went out to California. The terms were already being talked about, and compensation for trade value is already being talked about.
Yep.
What just happened here is that takes a step backward, and Aaron gets to digest everything that we're digesting. And
you think Aaron Rodgers is going to listen to that and not pick apart every single word that he said? And
no,
every
Josh, because
he
doesn't listen to the media. He doesn't listen to the media.
Yeah, we're not looking
right?
for the tongue in cheek. I mean,
do you think Tom Fanning had to send him this?
No.
Yes.
Tom Fanning embargoed this one.
I don't think Tom Fanning sent him the clips, the Packers PR guy, because he's the Packers PR guy.
Yeah, he's the one that allegedly gave Mark Murphy these talking points.
Yes, that is supposedly giving the bullet points to old Mark Murphy.
I I wonder how that relationship is right now.
Not good, if I had to guess. Not as good as it sounds in that little clip from Mark Murphy.
Tom's looking for a new job right now, not because he doesn't like his like having the title of the Packers beer. He's like, I can get a better job than this. I'm done playing 911 emergency. Jim in Virginia chimes in. Really? This guy is the president of a multi-billion-dollar organization? Seriously? Sounds like a backwood trying to cover up his still location.
Help me there. Ben doesn't know what that
means. So what he's doing is he's bootlegging liquor and making them in old casks.
I knew I wasn't going to get it because Jim is in Virginia, and so I knew it was going to be a Southern reference.
That's a West Virginia thing. I think Virginia, too. I think Cedar Ridge's origin story goes back to some bootleggers in running it as well.
Yeah, speaking of Cedar Ridge, the Scouts and Brust private barrel's out there right now for all you in Madison. Get to Buck and Honey's. It's right at that beautiful bar in Monona. You can see it on that glass bar. It's absolutely amazing. Sun Prairie, Wanakee, love our great friends at Buck and Honey's, but also love the Cedar Ridge Distillery where they have the bourbon, the quintessential single malt. That's amazing. Greg Scalzo's favorite. The bourbon for me is we're still in that snow time where we got the snow today. Where I'm going to come home and I'm not going to be thinking about the summery. I'm thinking about the rocks with the Scalzo and Brust bourbon on ice and sitting there sipping my bourbon today, thinking, thank God I'm not Mark Murphy. Yeah, that's kind of mean. It's kind of mean.
No, it's not.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We're efforting for Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. We'll see if we'll get him on. If not, we'll hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Again, 844-770-3776. And we'll hear more Mark Murphy because it doesn't get old next. Bud Light on a good vibes Friday. Love this song. Good choice, Joshy. Mark Murphy making news. Murphy takes five dead. We don't want his Packers.com five email answers. We want him on the WIA state broadcast every day because you never know what you're going to get. A lot of people... I think it's important real quick. We're going to play some sound from Mark Murphy after he talked on the WIA broadcast. He talked with Adriana Torres of WBAY. Right, we spent the entire last 4 weeks talking about this moving closer and closer and closer to a reality of Aaron Rodgers moving on as a Green Bay Packer and becoming a New York Jet. I want you, as a fan, to listen to Mark Murphy as if you were Aaron Rodgers, knowing that they gave you the 3-year deal, $60 million that you're going to get this year, and I want you to pretend you're Aaron Rodgers. How would you react if you heard this?
Very few players play for only one team. And obviously, Brett had a great career. Aaron had a great career here. And regardless of what happens, Aaron will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He'll be in our Hall of Fame, and we'll bring him back. He'll retire his number. But this is just one of the things that you go through as a team. Again, we want to try to achieve something that's good for both Aaron and us.
Wow. It's like a secondary thing for Murphy to be like, yeah, we want to try and to achieve something that's beneficiary for both them and us, right? That should be, if I'm the organization, right? If I'm a GM or an owner, my main priority is saying, look, Aaron met with the Jets. We Mark Murphy can say that, right? Because we know that the Packers had to grant him permission to meet with the Jets. So he can say, we granted him permission to meet with the Jets, right? We're exploring options. Aaron, might want to be a New York Jet. And if that's the case, we're going to do our best to make sure, because we appreciate everything Aaron's done over the last 18 years, 15 years as a player, we're going to try to make it work best for the Green Bay Packers and for Aaron Rodgers. I'm the Packers PR guy now, right?
Yeah, you should
like,
be.
That's literally all he had to say to keep this in a place where now if I'm Aaron Rodgers and he's just saying, yeah, we're done with him, right? Like, publicly now, the Packers put their foot in their mouths. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I have the leverage because of the contract that the Green Bay Packers gave me, I'm making it hell.
To me, it honestly sounds more like he would be surprised if Rodgers wanted to come back. I'm curious how long do you think Murphy, hearing this, has known Rodgers wants out?
I would say at least a few weeks.
I think this goes back to that meeting right after the season.
The exit meeting?
That exit meeting. I think it starts there. I don't know if
Aaron planted the seed very much so.
In the press conference,
like,
right?
He had mentioned something along the lines of, they may want to see what else is out there for them, right? Like if they want me, like it was like two people trying to figure out who didn't want who more.
What I think is super interesting about these comments and how Aaron Rodgers would receive them is everything up until this point has been sourced through anonymous sources that know something about the Packers, that are near the Packers. No Packers representative has said anything as plainly as Mark Murphy just did. Now, I don't know at what point the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are at with the negotiations for being traded. Like, did he even say, I want to be traded? Or is this all the talks that have been going back and forth with the Jets? Is Aaron Rodgers' agent, David Dunn, doing all the talking? And Aaron Rodgers really hasn't heard the things Mark Murphy has had to say? Because if I hear that as Aaron Rodgers, I'm mad at them. I know they probably are ready to move on, but that you kind of just put me out there and put me on blast.
And the crazy thing about it is, you know who handles not football? Mark Murphy.
Right.
So Mark Murphy basically, like, this is a scenario that can be true. The Packers and the Jets could be in conversations about coming to terms about moving on from Aaron Rodgers, and Mark Murphy could know a little bit. Yeah. But not everything, because the way that the team is structured is Mark Murphy is worried about Titletown. He's worried about the construction outside of 1265, right? He's worried about the cash. He's worried about
Sledding
selling.
Hill.
He's worried about selling these owner slips to people so he can keep building cash. He's not in the Goody Russ Ball conversations that are going on between more, I would say, hands-on owners, because he's not an owner. He's the president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers from a business standpoint, and he showed that very well today.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. And he shows, look, I think that's almost the way Goody has to explain it, right? Right, Ben? Like, the way you just explained it is almost the way Goody has to explain it, is he does not have his hand in the cookie jar when it comes to the football operations of the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know that it helps you. I feel like Mark Murphy did nothing but hurt the Packers and the Aaron Rodgers trade negotiations over the course of the next 5 days until free agency open and the new league calendar begins. It's wild to me that this began, Joshy.
We kind of are trying to put ourselves in the Aaron Rodgers mind frame right now. What are the Packers PR department and Mark Murphy doing at this very moment?
See, and that's why when I heard Mark Murphy's first, little note, the little conversation, it was very much, oh, yeah, I mean, if he wants to come back, we'll take him. It sounds like he's moved on. That, like, it sounds to me like everything from the Rodgers camp is saying that it's over.
Finality.
Yeah.
Jim in Evansville chimes in, 844-770-3776. Someone who, I'm not going to stand for this. Mark Murphy's interview is like Ben's margaritas and chili. This is a real nothing burger.
I do like the diss.
Yes,
but you couldn't be more incorrect.
It's not a nothing burger. It's quite obviously not a nothing burger, right? I mean,
it's a nothing burger because the media, right, when it's not convenient for the Packer fan, is going to dismiss it.
Well, here's the thing. We've had people on all these stations for the past 2 months be telling us that Aaron Rodgers is going nowhere, despite it changing every single day and something new coming out. So for the fans to be on that end of they're just continuing what they want to think and what they've been told, to be frank, I think to this point, we've all underestimated just how ugly things were between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Because Mark Murphy could not just be sticking his foot in his mouth that bad. I refuse. I refuse to believe that things haven't gotten to the point where there is like pretty bad blood between the two parties at this point.
Yeah.
Because he spoke of him in the past tense. He spoke of him as if he was already gone, and there was no scenario in which Aaron Rodgers was a Packer unless things went extremely wrong. He gave the one caveat in the broadcast interview, but other than that,
what's extremely wrong? They only get a third round pick.
I'm having a hard time squaring the circle here and figuring out quite how this could not have been intentional in some degree with them having some motivation. But it's not like he's a wordsmith at the mic, as we heard with Complicated Fella.
He's a complicated fella.
So did he just get over his skis and floodgates?
Yes, absolutely. But look, it's an easy fix, right? He said, this is a direct quote, quote, he had a great career, end quote. He has had, you add an apostrophe S, or he's having a great career. And then maybe we could chalk this up to a nothing burger. But even if that's a tiny slip up, all of his other answers indicate the Packers are moving on. And while we've had that gut feeling for a week and a half, this is the first time that it hasn't been through anonymous sources. This is the first time that nobody's avoiding the questions, the tough questions about what the future holds when it comes to number 12. This is the first time I used the word finality earlier. This is the first time we've had that. You know, we've had a clear answer that the Packers are ready to move on. And
so yesterday you said it felt like the day your parents told you they were getting divorced.
And today feels like the day after when my dad told me I'm getting a brand new Xbox. Yes.
What is the Xbox in this situation?
Jordan Love, number 10, baby. He doesn't stink. He rocks.
I thought it was like the day they signed the paperwork.
No. That was Cinco de Mayo, my class field trip to the new zoo. I cried in line, and the late Miss Opichka, God rest her soul, gave me a big hug, and she said, "Alex, all ends have great new beginnings. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Let's go to the zoo."
Mark in New Berlin. Oh my gosh.
What?
What?
I just thought of Mark in New Berlin.
Oh.
Why?
I thought he was on the phone.
No. Thank God, no. I'm not ready for that on Friday.
Why is he laying low? Is he just waiting to give us the hammer?
He's waiting to give us.
Waiting for that to be finalized. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He knows I don't have the drop.
Free Pizza Friday. The best sax song in the entire world. Next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by.
We did it.
Mark Murphy didn't. We made it, Wisconsin. Friday at 5:51.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I've heard it enough that I've mastered it. This gal's on brush on a good vibes Friday, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Is this your first time, Stroh?
You just stepped on it.
You weren't talking.
All over it.
It's because you got to feel the sax, and now I shut up again.
Feel the sax, Wisconsin.
So I got to jump in here really quick. We can feel the sax, but we had a caller call in just a moment ago. Chad in Madison. He's related to the Opichkas, Alex.
Wait a minute. He's related to my kindergarten teacher?
And he was so excited.
God rest her soul. She was a wonderful lady. Comforted me 20 years ago when my parents got divorced.
I think we need a moment of silence.
Yes.
5 seconds. Thank you.
The old radio moment of silence.
We had to pay our respects.
Our whole job is to make noise.
Not when I'm running the show.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a day.
For those who missed it, that is Alex Strofe's teacher that consoled him on a field trip the day after his parents
were No, the day of. We were in line leaving the classroom, and we were going to the new zoo up in Green Bay. And, yeah, I was in the back of the line because we lined up in alphabetical order by last name, S, near the end of the line. Ironically, next to another guy named Alex. And I was telling Alex how, you know, today was
Mommy
the day.
Mommy and Daddy aren't together.
Mommy and Daddy are at court. And I let a little tear slip. And Miss Opitschka saw that. She obviously knew what was going on.
Yeah.
She pulled me aside. She said, every end comes with a new beginning.
You should get that tattooed on you somewhere. Yeah.
I'm not a tattoo guy. Needles freak me out. So I'm good on that.
Okay, a t-shirt. You need a t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, you got to at least get a sign in your
every
room.
New beginning comes from some other beginning's end. That's like In Closing Time by Semisonic.
And then under it, you quote Miss, what's her name?
Sorry. Opitschka.
And you put little doves floating away on it, little doves flying
this
away.
Seems insensitive, Josh.
No. This is me respecting her and honoring her because clearly that quote has lasted 20 years. I don't remember anything somebody said to me 20 years
ago.
Well,
you know, I think it's good to laugh at trauma, right? Uh-huh. Like we're past the statute of limitations where I wouldn't go on the radio and talk about my parents' divorce. But I've been through three of them at this point, so I mean, I think it's fine.
Whoa.
Hang on, what was the second one?
Well, that would be my ex-stepmother and my father.
No, but like what happened after that the next day or the day of?
It was Easter. And then the other one,
he's
I started.
To celebrate the resurrection!
And then the other one was my freshman year of high school, like the day before that. So yeah, a lot of traumatic experiences.
Did you cry walking the halls?
No, that one didn't affect me as much.
I was gonna say after.
I was the
after,
new.
After
I was the
new. He's a seasoned
vet. I was the BMOC man, big man on campus. I was the new kid. It was great.
Ben Brust, Alex Strofe, Josh DiMaggio, Alex G. I'm not gonna lie. We're in this like side studio in Milwaukee. Like I feel like I'm just like hanging out with my bros.
Yeah.
Sup, bros?
Broing out a little bit, huh? Broing down, if you will.
Before we get to Free Pizza
Thank
Friday,
you, Josh.
I want.
Do you want what?
I'm going to ask all of us. We get to hear one of the Mark Murphy clips. Which one do we get to hear?
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex G., this Mark Murphy talking about Aaron Rodgers during the WIAA State Women's Tournament today.
Very few players play for only one team. And, you know, obviously, Brett had a great career. Aaron had a great career here. And regardless
so
of what happens,
well.
You know, Aaron will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he'll be in our Hall of Fame, and we'll bring him back, he'll retire his number, and but this is just one of the things that you go through as a team. You know, again, we want to try to achieve something that's good for both Aaron and us.
What are you talking about, Ben?
That wasn't it.
It was for the
Turn off your mic and play it. Thank you.
I did it once. I thought you wanted another clip.
We wanted the audio. That's part of that. We didn't want just
the
sound.
You played it before, G.
We wanted the whole
You know what? This is my fault.
A disaster. It's too late.
G's 23 years old.
I'm 25. I'm
Strofe just turned 19. His parents got divorced three times. Are your parents married right now?
I almost made an insensitive.
Yeah, they might be getting divorced right now, for all we know, if any of them are married.
No, I don't think so.
That's exactly my point.
No, he's going through the Packers-Rodgers divorce right now.
Yeah, that's the divorce I'm going through right now. And I think it's more painful than any of the other three combined, to
rank,
be real honest
rank,
with you.
Alex Strofe, rank the four divorces, the three that your parents had and Rodgers and
all right, coming in at least painful, my mother's second divorce. Coming in at number three, my father's second divorce.
All right, yeah, it makes sense. Second divorce is, I mean, this is the first for Rodgers and Murphy, so I see why it rises above the second divorce.
Coming in at number two, it cost me less tears, my parents' divorce. And coming in at the number one spot of my divorces I've lived through power rankings is this one right here. And it's also taken the longest, which is odd. Because court, I mean, the courts are backed up when it comes to divorces.
Which
those are not
lasted
easy.
Lasted longer, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, or your parents' first one?
Divorces actually, can be drawn out.
Actually, it is Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. 18 years, top 17.
Ron the Key chimes in with a really good point. He caused three divorces. Being
yeah,
Ewoks.
I was a bad kid. He was a bad kid.
844-770-3776. Free Pizza Friday. You get some screaming Sicilian pizza to send yourself into the weekend.
Mama!
First caller in Madison, 844-770-3776.
Do it again,
844-770-3776.
Mama!
It's the so best good. Screaming Sicilian pizza.
I want that as my ringtone.
You will get. I'm with clowns running the show at Alex G and Alex Drove. They didn't tell me what's next. What's going on there, guys?
Big 12 tournament coming up next in Madison.
Yeah.
No idea in Beaver Dam.
Great job,
Joe
guys.
And Amber.
Stay tuned for all Aaron Rodgers news next week. I'm sure more is coming.
This is Jen Latta from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy for St. Kate the Arts Hotel. During your next visit to Milwaukee, St. Kate is the ideal destination for any stay. Recognized as one of Milwaukee's most esteemed hotels, St. Kate offers a modern luxury experience with an artful twist. With a prime location downtown in Milwaukee's Theater District, St. Kate serves as a creative hub for the city, where every aspect of the hotel is inspired by music, painting, sculpture, and design. It's a place to discover, remember, and connect.